Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Well, hey there. Funny we should meet like this. A regular get-together, hopefully. All right. It is a 9 o'clock stretch. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 9:06, and your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It is a happy hump day, Trump day. The president giving a very upbeat, positive speech last night in Pennsylvania, talking jobs, talking investments, talking energy. I like it. I like it. And we'll get back to that. But first, I want to talk to my special guest, the Florida Ag Commissioner, Wilton Simpson. Commish, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Bob. I'm doing great.
Hey, oranges are in season. What's the prices looking like? You're killing me.
Well, yeah. Well, the problem is that, you know, the challenge with oranges for the state of Florida, fresh from Florida oranges are more rare than they've ever been or been in 100 years. You know, Bob, 25 years ago, we produced 290 million boxes of our citrus. Today, this year, we're going to produce about 10 or 12 million, and it's been decimated by citrus greening. And so we are coming back. The legislature supported us with about $150 million of funding in the last 2 years to help farmers replant. But it's going to take multiple years to get back up to a normal citrus season, nothing like what we had 25 or 30 years ago, but we certainly would love to see that recover to 30, 40 million boxes a year, which would still be, as you can do the math, it's about 20% of what we were in our best years. But, you know, we're really trying to rebuild that citrus industry, and the citrus farmers have really taken a beating, not only from citrus greening, which is what ultimately has wiped them out, but then, you know, as we even have a decent crop, and then you get Hurricane Milton that took down a lot of them, Hurricane Ian that took down a lot. And so, you know, between Mother Nature and the citrus greening and canker and other things, they've really had a hard time the last couple of decades. There are a lot of green sprouts. There's a program called the CUP program, which is Citrus Undercover. That's going very well. It's a lot of fresh fruit, of course. And now we're in the process of replanting many, many thousands, maybe 10 or 15 or 20,000 acres of citrus with the help of the legislature. So we are using all of our tools to help bring them back, but it's going to take a while.
Yeah, I don't believe in coincidences. And, you know, we found out that basically that greening, that citrus greening, was based on a fungus that was brought from China. So
it's a psyllid. Yep.
Yep. And then you've got the Chinese plant scientists at University of Michigan and another one arrested by agents smuggling in basically what would do the same thing to wheat as this other product did to citrus. Luckily, they were caught. But, I mean, are we being tough enough, strict enough? I guess that's got to be a big fear of yours as the ag commissioner. You know, how do we stop this stuff from invading our farmlands?
Well, Bob, that is a great setup and a great summary of what we really face in this nation. And so we have foreign enemies, and China is the biggest one, that is trying to destroy all facets of American life, whether using AI, the internet, buying agriculture land around our farm communities out in the Midwest, or bringing in biologics that would harm our agriculture industry. Because the truth of the matter is we've nearly wiped out our entire citrus industry, our iconic industry in the state of Florida, from a psyllid. And so, yes, it is something we're very concerned about. What I will say, since President Trump took office, he and his team are doing an amazing job to run these down and make this a high priority to protect agriculture in this country. And agriculture should never be political. But the fact of the matter is the Biden administration not only allowed 15, 20 million people to come across our border illegally, many of which were criminals. But yes, they had a much more relaxed position when it comes to protecting agriculture in this country. And it all goes back to net zero 35, net zero 2050, whichever one of those you want to use. They believe you have to eliminate a certain amount of agriculture to be able to achieve those goals, right? Those goals that they would say are environmental goals. And the short-sightedness of that is that our country was founded with agriculture. Agriculture is the second leading driver of the economy in the state of Florida. If you take away the idea of food and fiber that we all need to live, it's the second leading driver of the economy in the state of Florida. 2 million people went to work today in agriculture. And when you think about right now, during the wintertime, on the eastern seaboard of the United States, 70% of all the fresh vegetables are grown in the state of Florida. We are the breadbasket right now, and we do this every year. We're very proud of our accomplishments, and we have to be very vigilant when it comes to foreign enemies, especially China, because obviously they have more resources that are more effective at these things. But you've got many foreign enemies that can bring these types of biologics in or bugs and try to destroy part of our industries. And they're just trying to weaken the United States of America. And they pit us against each other. And that's where a lot of the vitriol comes in our world of politics today that exists today that didn't exist 40, 50 years ago. So, yes, we are very concerned. It's something we're building a new transfer station, a new interdiction station on 231 coming into Florida. We've got better technology. We are doing all we can as a state. And it's a blessing to have a federal government in lockstep with us to try to crack down on all of these types of criminal activities.
I know when there was supply chain issues, fertilizer, became a hot commodity and difficult to get. Where are we now in terms of fertilizer and our farmers? Do they have plenty of what they need?
In most cases, yes. What we've done, Bob, is we've not only have very rich and prosperous deposits around our country of the products we need to make fertilizer. But we have to emphasize that as a country, because if you don't have the proper fertilizers, you can't grow the proper amount of food either. So it's another long-term challenge, not only for the state of Florida, but for the entire country. But it's those things that when you have a president of the United States that's pro-agriculture, you can get the permitting, you can get the processes done that you need to be able to feed America. And so our enemies fight us on all fronts. And this is another front that they try to fight us on. And if you've seen, and, you know, the Biden inflation that doubled and quadrupled in some cases in just a couple of years, a lot of these products that we use, President Trump is slowly getting those things unwound. He's been working at it a year. He's done an amazing job. And I believe by the end of next year, we will see a lot of fruit of the labor that has been put in these. It takes a little while to turn the ship, so to speak, but it is in the process of turning. These materials are becoming much more readily available, just like rare earths. We've had a major, China was holding us up on our rare earths. And that's where 90% of them come from. President Trump now has multiple organizations and companies in the United States making magnets and rare earths to supply our industry. And so we're very proud of that. And I mentioned to him when I saw him a few months ago, in Florida, our gypsum stacks that we have 23 of those sites around the state of Florida, the old gypsum stacks, there are enough rare earths in those gypsum stacks to run our economy for, I believe they told me, 20 years. Wow. And so, yeah, we have a natural resource there now. The Florida State is the university, you know, Florida State University has been researching that. It was something we worked on while I was Senate president. And now we can separate those rare earths out of those gypsum stacks and use all of that product. So I think over the coming decades, you'll see all of those stacks go away, and it'll be being used for rare earths to run our economy.
Well, we always appreciate the information, the updates, and what's coming down the pike. Florida Ag Commissioner Wilton Simpson, it's a pleasure, sir, and hope to talk to you again soon.
Hey, thanks for having me, Bob.
All right. I'm waiting for that case of oranges to be delivered.
Let's keep waiting there, Bob.
Yeah.
Let's keep waiting there.
9:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, about 30 minutes away from Things That Make You Smile, brought to you by My Dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. Start thinking about that. More headlines. Dr. Oz in the news. We'll get to that as well. It's all coming up on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Shaping up to be another awesome day. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 9:21. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's a happy hump day, Trump day, my friends. And, well, though things might be going very, very well here in the Sunshine State, there are plenty of places that they get their hands full. They got trouble. Minnesota's one of those places. As violent crime endangers communities across Minnesota, police say that they were left stretched thin and underfunded, while state leaders directed millions elsewhere, a gap now drawing sharp scrutiny from the public safety experts and the police union leaders. That gap is under the microscope as the state deals with a massive fraud scandal that involves hundreds of millions of dollars, including allegations of taxpayer money finding its way to the terrorist group Al-Shabaab in Somalia. All, of course, this all taking place right under the nose of Democrat leaders. Randy Sutton, police veteran, founder of the Wounded Blue, told Fox News Digital that the crisis extends far beyond one agency or city. He said the public safety is at risk. We are in a criminal justice crisis in America. Political leadership is destroying public safety through their ideology. Mark Ross, is president of St. Paul Police Federation, said Minnesota is living that crisis in real time. We've been down anywhere from 50 to 100 officers since 2020, and we haven't recovered from that. Right now, we're about 1,000 police officers short in the state of Minnesota. And we're on pace to be another 2,000 to 2,500 short over the next few years. The staffing shortage comes as Minnesota recorded 170 murders in 2024, only slightly below the year before, with firearms involved in nearly 75% of those killings. Carjackings rose 5.5%, rapes increased 5.2%, assaults on peace officers also jumped 1.5%. Recruitment and retention of law enforcement officers has reached a breaking point, not just in St. Paul, but really statewide. Remember, they were some of the leaders of defund the police rhetoric. Remember that? So they were impacted right away. And I'm sure many law enforcement officers decided to retire at that time if that was available to them. And many others have moved along. Creating these openings and to attract new officers is not easy when you know that from an ideological standpoint that the leaders in Minnesota are not pro-law enforcement. There's just simply the vast majority of them are not.
And that's sad, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. So now that they have seen all this money go out the window, fraud committed by, a good portion of them being Somalian in ancestry or whatever, think about the law enforcement officers like, wow, they say they don't have money. We don't have money to buy, to get more cops on the streets, et cetera, et cetera. But yet, wow, they found money to send to a terrorist organization like Al-Shabaab that hundreds of millions of dollars, I think it's about a billion, maybe more, $1 billion.
That is crazy.
Yeah. So experts warn that the folks in Minnesota may not fully grasp the extent of the public safety crisis. You know, there's always a lagging sort of effect. When you're down on cops, you don't really see, it's not, we're short a few cops and you see an immediate rise in crime. It generally doesn't happen that way. It happens over a longer period of time. And so then the crime starts to begin to kind of grow. And they realize, hey, they don't have the coverage that they used to. We can get away with a lot more. And they do. And then, of course, you've got a criminal justice system that in a lot of these cases, these DAs that are these, lefty oddballs, slap on the wrist and no bail and all that silly stuff. And you're just setting the bad guys out again, making law enforcement their job, five times harder. It's already tough enough. So you can see this could have a cataclysmic effect, long term if it's not addressed. Or maybe the folks in the Somalian community, maybe they already have an answer for that.
Really?
Why fund all this law enforcement? Why fund this criminal justice system and all that? Mm-hmm. We can set up our own, Sharia law and Sharia courts.
Sounds like London.
Doesn't it, though?
Yeah.
Well, mm-hmm. And
we're going that direction.
It well, in some areas, certainly going in that direction faster than others.
Yeah.
And I mean, look at this, you know, a couple of states over. You've got this Governor J.B. Pritzker. Mm-hmm. I mean, this guy's an idiot. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
First of all, he's a billionaire. So you say, well, yeah, you're a billionaire. He can't really be that much of an idiot. Sure he can. He can't relate to regular people. Not everybody lives in a gated community. Not everybody has armed law enforcement officers and private security around them all the time, like he does.
Yep.
So when he releases like 1,800 criminals into the population of his state, he doesn't really care, frankly.
It's not going to affect him.
No.
Yeah.
So now he signs a bill that would keep ICE from making any arrests of illegal aliens outside of or even near courthouses in the state. Sanctuary by just being on the front lawn of a courthouse. Illinois and J.B. Pritzker. There you go. 9:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and you never have to miss a minute of the show. Search the Bob Rose Show on your favorite app. Hit the follow button. Catch up on every episode, every highlight, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Howdy, partners. Tip of the hat to you, man.
What are you, suddenly Cowboy Bob?
I'm watching too much Landman. Tulsa King and stuff like that. Might have to move out west before it's all said and done. You know what I mean?
There you go.
Roping little doggies.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yep.
No, I love little doggies. I'd never rope them.
Tumbleweeds going by, and there's always that whistle in the background.
Yeah. I'll see you at the OK Corral there, Bozo.
Bozo.
Yeah. Universal terminology, even in the West.
I had no idea.
We all live on a cocaine submarine. No. We all live on a yellow submarine. That was a song by the Beatles.
Yes.
But no, there is a cocaine submarine story for you. As the U.S. ramps up attacks on alleged drug trafficking boats, you know, blowing up vessels, killing their crews, you think, well, you know, why do they keep sending those boats out there? And maybe they're not. Maybe they are working on a different strategy. Because Europe, apparently, is literally being flooded with cocaine. That, according to Portugal's narcotics police chief. Criminal organizations acquire the drugs in Latin America. And then the price at which they place it in the markets, there's a big profit margin there, you don't say. And the drugs come over in cargo ships, high-speed boats, and increasingly, you ready for this? Low-budget, semi-submersible vessels known as narco-subs.
Oh, my goodness. They're getting creative.
They sail largely undetected with only the very top of the craft visible, often painted, researchers say, in steely blues and grays to blend in with the stormy Atlantic waves and evade surveillance efforts. Portuguese authorities scored a notable capture this fall, intercepting a narco sub in the mid-Atlantic with 1.7 metric tons of cocaine on board. Wow. But the European authorities acknowledge that many others are making it past their defenses. The interdiction rates for these subs is between 10%, roughly, maybe as low as 5%. So you can imagine that? 1.7 metric tons. But another maybe 4 to 9 metric tons getting by.
Wow.
That's a lot
of
cocaine. And even if one or two get nabbed by authorities, it's not enough to dissuade them. European authorities mostly choose to intercept narco boats, stopping far short of the Trump's administration policy of blowing them out of the water. Instead, the often low-rung crews are detained for interrogation in the hope of shedding light on shady drug pins, gang operations, and distribution networks. Well, you know, good luck with that. Good luck with that. But, yeah, the drugs are still a-flowing. And it's, you know, why is there such a need? Why does society feel like they need to get high? You know? Why is that so widespread? I mean, maybe it's our age group, but didn't you think, like, kind of the cocaine thing was, like, you know, kind of cliche, like, yeah, 80s and 90s,
yeah, right.
And, you know what I mean?
Songs by the Eagles and shows about Miami. I mean,
I was going to say, Miami Vice, those guys, I thought they cleaned it all up. But apparently not. And there are stories and documentaries, plenty, of the cocaine cowboys and all these different operations coming out of South Florida and the amount of money.
Oh, man.
It boggles your mind. It's crazy money.
Yeah.
Well, they would buy those huge speed boats. And make them even faster. And not to necessarily transport cocaine, although they may have used that a time or two, but they'd be in these offshore races.
And then the Hulkster had to go chasing them down on his to try to...
Oh, I remember that show. What was it called? Blue Thunder or something?
Something like that, yeah.
Wow. And look, anytime you can mention the Hulkster.
Yep.
Hey, speaking of TV celebrities, Dr. Oz... He's come out and said, yeah, we need to kick the tires on childhood vaccine schedules. Basically saying that, look, there's some European models here that have a different scheduling and maybe not as many vaccines as we do for childhood, for children. We should take a look at that and see. And if those numbers look good, why wouldn't we adopt those? And that's basically one of the things that they're working on right now. So... That's a good thing, right? I would think. You've got Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House, working with Israel's Knesset Speaker to launch a global campaign to nominate Trump for the Nobel Peace Prize. Wow. Certainly an award would be in order.
Yeah.
Based on what he has accomplished, I would think. But boy, the political ramifications are tough. But you know, interesting thing about the Nobel Peace Prize, which, by the way, was first awarded on this exact day. Just happened to be on this exact day in 1901. And it's named after Alfred Bernard Nobel. He was born in Stockholm in 1833. 4 years later, his family moved to Russia. His father ran a St. Petersburg factory that built explosive mines and other military equipment. Educated in Russia, Paris, and the United States, Alfred Nobel proved a brilliant chemist. When his father's business faltered after the end of the Crimean War, Nobel returned to Sweden and set up a laboratory to experiment with explosives. In 1863, he invented a way to control the detonation of nitroglycerin, a highly volatile liquid that had been recently discovered but was previously regarded as just too dangerous for use. 2 years later, Nobel invented the blasting cap and an improved detonator that inaugurated the modern use of high explosives. Previously, most dependable explosives were, black powder, basically gunpowder. So, don't you find it very interesting that the guy who presented the Nobel Peace Prize, the guy who it's named after, the guy who left that basically in his will,
wow,
and that they gave the first award out, like I said, today in 1901, which was 5 years after his death. But a guy that really refined dynamite.
That's amazing, isn't it? The irony of that.
Isn't it?
It's funny, yeah.
Yeah, and I don't remember learning that in school.
No, well, it was the Peace Prize, Bob.
And those are the kind of interesting things. That's my dad used to.
Yes.
He used to bring it alive.
Yeah.
He'd get into character a little bit with some of these people. He loved to talk about Rasputin and how nasty he was related to Russia and the Tsar and all that. That's what we need. Like, grab some stories out of history. It brings history to life, especially now that, we have this multimedia kind of approach to everything. There's really no excuse. But then again, you have to agree that there is going to be a curriculum and you are going to spend a certain amount of time on history. And that's where it gets tough. Oh, by the way, Trump was giving a speech yesterday in the Pocono Mountains in beautiful Pennsylvania. Yes, there's mountains there. And Trump also gave an update on Andrew Wolf. He was the National Guardsman who was shot. The other one, U.S. Army Specialist Sarah Beckstrom, who was only 20 years old, she died from her wounds. But he had good news that Andrew Wolf got up from bed. And apparently the kind of condition he was in for him to get up from bed is a big deal. And it is amazing. And the president spent some time on that, talked about, his mother, the most positive person, big time into faith and believing that, that her son is going to be okay. And this was because of this guy, Lackenwall, 29 years old. He opened fire near the Farragut West Metro Station. As a result of the shooting, the White House placed it on lockdown at the time. During a press conference after the shooting, U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia, Jeanine Pirro, the judge, shared that Lackenwall had entered the United States in September of 21 under the Biden administration's Operation Allies Welcome. Allies Welcome.
Interesting name, considering who came in.
Yes, it is. Mm. CIA Director John Ratcliffe also shared that Lackenwall had worked with the agency as a member of a partner force in Kandahar, Afghanistan. So, this guy at one point was definitely working with us, for us, trying to help us, it would seem. But
what happened?
you know, I don't know what the expectations are. Mm-hmm. You think that you rescue somebody from this, you know, this Afghanistan where there is a limited future for anybody.
Sure. Yeah.
You would think that they would just be filled with gratitude and so thankful. And yeah, sure, it's hard to learn a language and grow up, you know, and I mean, not grow up, but, you know, grow into a new country and learn about that culture.
But how many times do we make the same mistake on the huge scale? We go into a country and try to bring them all of our values and all that. Again, without our history, all of our values and beliefs don't mean anything to them.
No, they really don't. I mean, we found that out the hard way when we were trying to change hearts and minds. Remember under George W. Bush?
Over and over.
And in Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like we gave them all basically freedom, you know? We took out Saddam Hussein. They weren't ruled by an iron fist.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought, man, we're going to be welcome with open arms.
Well, come to find out, he was keeping them all from killing each other.
Yeah, that that some cultures apparently need a strong arm and discipline, I guess. I mean, we found out that they would rather be in like a street fight with the people they were taught to hate than to actually enjoy their freedom.
Yeah.
It's bizarre.
It is.
But it is the way.
We should be happy we have what we have.
Yeah, and it should make you smile, Greg.
I'm smiling.
Things that make you smile is coming up next. Call in with your upbeat, positive, non-political thoughts. We'd love to have them. And it's all brought to you by my dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. So call in now, 877-975-9825. Good morning, my friends. Another awesome day. It's 9:53 right now. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Time for things that make you smile. Upbeat, positive, non-political thoughts that you share with us. Brought to you by my dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. Call now, 877-975-9825. And Phil, what's making you smile?
What's making me smile? I was under the weather with the flu, and I was putting a lot of time watching movies on television, and I saw one that was phenomenal. It was called Raising the Bar. It's about the 1912 Olympic gold medalist, a guy by the name of Alma Richards. He came from a small farm community in Utah, and he went over to Sweden, and he wins the gold medal against guys like, you know, Jim Thorpe and others. And a couple of years later, the silver medalist was a German, and these two guys are facing each other in the trenches.
Well, don't give the whole movie away, but I'm glad it made you smile. Michael, what's making you smile?
Oh, good morning, gentlemen. You know, Tom's Auto and Repair Shop here in Bellevue, Florida, 484.
Yeah, we don't do, like, you know, plugs and shout-outs and stuff. But it sounds like they might have done a good job for you.
Sounds good.
Yep. I'm sorry. I'm running out of time. Coming up next, The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Comedian and actor David Spade blasted a mall tree lighting ceremony because they refused to use the word Christmas. He said, "You're not allowed to slam someone else's religion, but Christmas is taking a little bit of a beating lately. It is December, and I saw the other day there was a tree lighting ceremony for the Christmas tree in some dopey mall, but it said tree lighting ceremony, and they were careful not to say the word Christmas." He said, "So it's just a tree? Then what's the tree for? A December to remember? Is it a Lexus dealership?" He said, "Isn't it for Christmas?" "Yes, it is. And a Merry Christmas is your smoking gun." The Smoking Gun is brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe day. See ya.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.